بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
Alif Lam Ra. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد.
Alif Lam Ra. This is a book which we have revealed to you, that you may bring forth mankind from every kind of darkness into light, and direct them with the leave of their Lord to the way of the mighty, the innately praiseworthy, the innately praiseworthy.
The word used here is Hamid, which is synonymous with Mahmud, the praised one. There is, however, a subtle difference in their meaning. The word Mahmud is used for anyone who is praised. The word Hamid, which has been used here, signifies one who innately deserves praise regardless of whether anyone actually praises him or not.
Allah, الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين من عذاب شديد.
To the way of Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. Woe be to those who reject the truth for a severe chastisement.
الذين يستحبون الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة ويصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا أولئك في ضلال بعيد.
To those who have chosen the life of the world in preference to the hereafter, who hinder people from the way of Allah and seek to make it crooked, they have gone astray.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَّسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ فَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Never have we sent a messenger, but he has addressed his people in their language, that he may fully expound his message to them. And after the message is expounded, Allah lets go astray whomsoever he wills, and guides to the right way whomsoever he wills. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ.
We indeed sent Moses, peace be upon him, with our signs, saying, lead your people out of all kinds of darkness into light, and admonish them by narrating to them anecdotes from the days of Allah. Verily, in it there are great signs for everyone who is patient and gives thanks to Allah. By narrating to them anecdotes from the days of Allah.
The word ayam as a technical term signifies events of great historical significance. The expression ayam Allah, literally the days of Allah, refers to those major events in human history which show that God treated the nations and major personalities of the past according to their deeds, punishing or rewarding them on that account.
Who is patient and gives thanks to Allah.
These signs are found everywhere. However, not everyone can derive the right conclusions from them. It is only people who possess certain qualities who can fully appreciate those signs and thus benefit from them. Such people are those who, when they are put to any test by God, observe patience and fortitude. When they are blessed with God's favors, they are fully appreciative of them and are inclined to give thanks to God.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ أَنْجَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ وَيُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ.
And call to mind when Moses, peace be upon him, said to his people, "Remember Allah's favor upon you when He delivered you from Pharaoh's people who afflicted you with a grievous chastisement, slaughtering your sons while letting your women live. In it there was a terrible trial from your Lord.